Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast. We're back with John Greenwald Jr. His latest book is called Inside the Black Vault. We'll take calls with John next hour as well. John, in your career, what has been what you would believe to be the most amazing UFO case or piece of paper you've ever seen?
It's a hard question to answer when I get asked that, because there's quite a few when it comes to the government. For me, it's the overall way that the government handles UFOs. I think that is the number one for me, so I know that doesn't answer your question, but it's something that needs to be pointed out, because to me, that is the most amazing part of this story on how easy it is to debunk that quote-unquote company line. If I started to have to pick individual cases, one of my personal favorites, definitely at the top, is what got me personally interested in all of this, which is the 1976 Iran incident. Not a document that I claim to have discovered. It's been around for quite a few years in the UFO community, but it was the first government document that I had read when I was 15 years old, as a first timer in the UFO field, and I came across that document, and I was absolutely hooked. And for those who aren't aware of the incident, I mean, that this is something you should definitely take a few minutes, read the four pages, and ask yourself, is this a threat to national security? And I think that this one case that happened in 1976 in Iran, where one UFO turned into actually four different UFOs. One looks like it maybe either landed on Earth or potentially hovered above, cast a large light on the ground, made aggressive maneuvers to two separate F-4 Phantom jets, was able to shut down both of those F-4 Phantom jets seemingly at will. And it's an extraordinary case. The most interesting thing about it, though, and of course I just very much put it in a nutshell for you, but the most amazing aspect to this case is that you can read 100% about it. And what I mean by that is it's not classified.
Right.
And that
and what a great case. It is a great case.
It is. It absolutely is. And I think that the most extraordinary piece of evidence, though, about it is the fact that the government did not classify it. And why that becomes important is that when you juxtapose that case and how amazing it is that in 1976, technology that far surpasses even technology that we know about in 2019, where you can strategically shut down and then turn back on a flying jet in the air, that's some amazing feats there, and it seemed to be intelligently controlled, that it wasn't a glitch or it wasn't a coincidence that it happened on two separate F-4s, which automatically, or at least, you know, unless there's astronomical odds that you had two malfunctions, but pretty much rules out that it was a coincidence. And so you have this, what appears to be an intelligently controlled craft, showing this technology that we just don't have. And the fact that the government does not classify it, juxtapose that with the top secret documents that are blacked out from top to bottom, it makes you really wonder what's underneath that top secret black that they don't want you to see.
Absolutely.
I mean, if one that you can read is so extraordinary, what the heck is so top secret?
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Isn't it amazing, too, how J. Allen Hynek, the late J. Allen Hynek, in the History Channel has a show out now called Project Blue Book, where he was the consultant to Project Blue Book and was a skeptic about UFOs until later on in his career he began to realize there's something to this. Then he became a staunch believer.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that is a very overlooked part of history that I hope the History Channel series will motivate people to learn a little bit more about him, because out of everybody involved in Project Blue Book, in the 20-plus year study that they looked into UFOs and tried to figure out, you know, what they were, and they said they're not a threat to national security and so on, he goes in there to debunk. And then through the progression of the investigation, he realizes as a scientist that debunking approach that he had was wrong. That he, as a scientist, looked at the evidence, evaluated the evidence, and saw enough that he left the Project Blue Book era and went on to create his own UFO organization, took UFOs seriously, and essentially became this believer. That, to me, is extraordinary, because you have to look at a scientist who did take the time to sit down, evaluate the evidence, and see what it was all about. In this day and age, I don't want to talk bad about anybody by name, obviously, but in this day and age with scientists, those biggest names that are denouncing the UFO field of research are the ones that probably have not really taken a whole lot of time to look into it.
Like Hynek did,
right. So what we have to do is we have to get somebody in this day and age, like a Hynek, who has that background to really sit down, not be the television skeptic that is, you know, notorious for coming on and saying, ah, no, that's, you know, a blurry bug or a figment of somebody's imagination, you know, the standard debunking lines. But we have to look at documented historical fact that when a scientist does evaluate the evidence, they walk away saying, hey, look, there's something here. We really need to look at it.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
And I think the case that turned it around for him, and here he's the one who called it swamp gas, it haunted him for years, but it was Delani Zamora, the police officer from Socorro, New Mexico. That case, I think, turned Hynek around.
I think it did. Yeah, I think that is believed to be the one that did turn him around. I produced a show for the History Channel. We recreated the Lonnie Zamora case and the craft that landed that he saw with the beings that came out. And I got a very in-depth look in that just by creating that History Channel show. And even though I knew kind of about the case, we really dug in and looked at all the details. And it's extraordinary when you have a law enforcement officer who sees something like that, like a craft that comes down with bodies that leaves physical impressions in the ground. That's important enough. But then when you have a scientist that come in and evaluates the evidence from a scientific standpoint and walks away, and that's a turning point, I think that that's a very important part of this whole era with Project Blue Book. And I deal with that quite a bit in the beginning of the book, but one thing that I would point out to you up front is that from a scientific standpoint, and I liken it to the cure for cancer, that if you do 1,000 experiments for the cure for cancer and only one or two shows promise, you don't just abandon it and say, "Bob, you know what? We didn't get it, so forget it. We're never going to look again." That's not how that works. That Project Blue Book looked at over 12,000 cases. It's argued how many were unexplained, but the government story is that there were 701 that remained unexplained.
Which is all you need is one, actually.
That's what my whole point is. From a scientific standpoint, it doesn't matter how big or small the percentage is. As long as there's some sliver of promise, you have to keep going at it. If they explained 100% across the board and it was simply a waste of time, sure, we'd probably be having a different discussion. But from a scientific standpoint, you just can't do that. And you can't dismiss the whole field just because the quote-unquote majority were explained. And I think Hynek, as a scientist, was brought in to say, hey, look, these are all explainable. But with his background and his approach, he realized as the years went on, these aren't explainable. And he started pushing back at the government, saying, we can't explain these. There was an extraordinary find. I've gone through a lot of the Blue Book papers on an official level, but there was an extraordinary find by an investigator who I wrote about by the name of Rob Mercer, and he came across documents from one of the Project Blue Book personnel officers who, after he had left Blue Book because Blue Book was shutting down, he took a bunch of souvenirs with him in the form of documents, reports, photographs, film reels, and books. And he took them home. They were all unclassified. There was nothing bad. He wasn't stealing them. They were going to be put in the trash. And long story short, I had come across Rob's find and Rob himself a few years ago and saw the documents, and I've put them all on the blackvault.com. I recommend everyone to go download them. But it showed an inside look at how they dealt with the UFO cases during Project Blue Book. And I'm here to tell you, it was a joke to some of these ranking officers who were going out there investigating these sightings, even by fellow military officers. One example was a ranking military officer was investigating two airmen sightings. And he called them imbeciles. He called them jerks in these official reports. And needless to say, these were not in the quote-unquote official files. These were put in the trash. And this Project Blue Book officer took them home with them, and they sat in a garage for decades. And Rob came across them. It's an extraordinary story. It was one of my favorite stories I think I've ever heard. But what I walked away from seeing those documents was that it was the nail in the coffin. Project Blue Book was not in an investigation at all. It was an attempt to explain away UFOs and essentially get the public to stop asking questions and to lose interest.
Exactly. And John, the Lonnie Zamora case happened in 1964, five years before we landed on the moon. I originally thought maybe what he saw was a lunar lander and two astronauts, and they were testing the thing out in the New Mexico desert.
Yeah,
I thought that.
Yeah, and it's not a bad thing to think. I've heard that theory as a potential explanation. The problem is that after all these years, you would think that if that were the case, that NASA would come out or that documents would come out. Maybe NASA doesn't want to waste their time saying, well, look, the Zamora case is XYZ. But something would present itself that they were testing something in Socorro or around Socorro that Lonnie Zamora saw, and nothing has ever, that I know of anyway, has ever been produced to show that that's a logical explanation.
Plus, I don't think astronauts would have scurried back into the craft and taken off when they saw him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so it's a good theory, but it's one that I don't think fits the bill.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.